May I have your attention?
Yes.
The ALU meeting is now going to start. And I would like to call the meeting to order. So you can hear some stories about what ALU has done, and you can make some decisions about future directions and people on the board, which is the basic issue of today. The agenda of the meeting is as follows. The first will be a president's report, so you'll hear me talking for a bit more. A report on the activities since the last meeting, which was at Stanford in 2005, the last LU meeting. We'll have a finance report, I'll tell you something about it. And then the main dish will be the election of the board, and then some issues that we wish to place before you, or the new board wishes to place before you, and any other business that you would like to place before us. So I would like to start the first point of the agenda, which is the president's report. Am I well audible like this? Nobody has trouble understanding me? If not, please come forward. Then maybe you can hear me better, if you think it's interesting enough. Okay. Since 2005 at Stanford University, the ALU board has achieved a number of things. To make clear what ALU intend, what we intend as an association of list users, we have adopted a mission statement. The first thing of which is to host regularly scheduled international list conferences, which we have done in these few days that are, there's one day more. And we think this is very important to get a community of Lispers that know each other and can build networks. And that is extremely important in doing anything on any professional level. So this is simply a necessity that an association that takes itself seriously needs to provide. Second thing is, which is perhaps more in the future, we haven't done so yet, is to provide high quality information about LISP. Now you may think there's a lot of high quality information, there is indeed, but what we mean also with high quality information is quality is information that is accessible to people who have never heard of LISP and yet want to see or want to find out if it is really a lot more efficient and a lot better than other languages so that they can invest in LISP. It seems to me that this is for a LISP community one other essential thing for a community or for an association to do. Third thing is to provide administrative support for LISP-related groups and projects, which may be providing this high-level information, which may be the project you want to do, which may be projects that we can do on another level with vendors or by ourselves, or anything, in fact, that you think is important and we think is important enough to provide administrative support for. Note that these statements imply a sort of non-technical involvement with the furthering of the LISP community. We want to do this as a board and want to concentrate on board work as a board. As LISPers, of course, we may be involved in any technical issue, anything that interests us, but as board work, we like to form a sort of backbone of the LISP community so that you can be members and can say, okay, this is good, what they do is support this and it benefits me as a LISPer. Well, this is our mission statement, and I keep it there so that you can look at it and see what it, find out what you feel and think by it. Okay, starting in 2002, the ALU has organized 4 international LISP conferences. They are intended for the entire LISP community, for people from all over the world have visited them to learn about LISP and to show what is possible with it. These conferences have been successful and provide indeed a basis to strengthen the LISP community. We also support some other activities for which we may mention eCoop here in Europe. We have sponsored that now for several times and this seems to work well, even though the size of the exercise is somewhat smaller than a full-blown ILC, but still it's a LISP activity and was supported wholeheartedly. Other activities are also there, and they seem to be more independent. Okay, let's talk about membership. As an association, ALU relies, of course, on the continuous support of its members. Without members, an association does not have any right of existence. To continue as a viable organization, to enable future international conferences and provide leadership to the LISP community, ALU likes to expand its membership, truly, with supporting members. We operate as a not-for-profit organization. In the peculiar instance of the ALU, the directors and officers do not receive any monies except those in compensation for out-of-pocket expenses. Attendance of the ALU conferences is not compensated, however. Thus, the ALU is a volunteer organization. Even more than membership dues, we need your support. Even a few hours a month goes a long way to help the ALU realize its mission. That is why we are now personally asking all of you, and this is very important, who have used LISP, learned LISP, regularly worked with LISP, or simply love LISP, to help ALU by joining and contributing. And we see that LISP has evolved mainly by its own power. As there are currently no big industrial or administrative power considering to sponsor LISP, we ask you also to contribute your efforts. In this way, we may be able to continue to develop LISP and to give it the place it deserves among programming languages and their communities. It does not come just like that. Okay, during this meeting, please keep the following questions well into your mind. First of all, what would you like an international pro-LISP organization to, with a budget, do to promote LISP? This is a very serious question. Second one, equally serious, how would you prepare to support this activity? Think of financial things, think of time, think of other ways you might contribute. Think of that. Okay, let's go on to the board, because we're here finally for board elections. The ALU board has 8 directors. At each ILC, a new board is to be elected. For any organization, it is very important that the board is renewed regularly. We ask you, therefore, to explicitly to stand as candidates so we can renew ideas and energy. If you want to stand elect as a board member, please do so. We welcome you. Over the last few years, our work has benefited greatly by holding monthly telephone meetings. These meetings have proved indispensable for making progress. If there's just one suggestion the old board can make to a new board, is to stay in regular life contact in order to move ahead and realize your plans. This is extremely important. Okay, that is what I had to say as President's report. Let's move on now to other things. I hope you've seen these 3 mission statements and missions that we would like to achieve. And then we go on to next activities. I hope you've heard the report of our activities since the last meeting. We're mainly organizing this conference, sponsoring other activities such as eCoop, but the main thing has been organizing conferences. Let me then move on to the financial report, and you see something that is really not working as we like to operate. Currently we have none, and I would like to state this clearly too, so that you can see, okay, this is something you're absolutely entitled to see a financial report. It is not there. It shows that we have still things to do in order to become more professional and do this really as it should be done. we have decided, thought about this and decided that it's best to say this openly to you. We regret this. We do not think this is a very good performance, but it shows the situation as it is now. If you don't have any questions about this particular point, and apparently you don't, yes?
Why don't you have a financial report?
Because it wasn't made. I mean, it simply was not made. I'm very sorry about that. Sorry?
Is there a board member with responsibility for it?
Yes. There is. And I know who it is. The board members present know who this is.
Okay.
And let that be enough.
Okay.
Any other questions? Yes, David?
It's slightly obvious to me. We're a significant sponsor of,
yes, you are.
Of the ALU, and we need that solid basis.
You're absolutely right.
More importantly than that, because this does not distrust the ALU at all, what about moving forward and finding more significant sponsors? That is one of the key things they will be looking for. They have.
Yes, thank you for the suggestion. Yes?
Could we get an indication of how many members there are at the ALU now?
It's somewhere between 50 and 70. I should have checked the database this afternoon. Come and ask me at the desk tomorrow. I'll take you through the database. I'll scribble it up on the board. We've had a lot of registrations in the last few months. Many people registered as part of, joined as part of registering for the conference. Many registered joined a week or two before registering for the conference. So the conference has brought away about £2,000 worth of early memberships.
Is the board member who is responsible for that board report standing for re-election?
I didn't fully understand.
Is the board member who was responsible for that report standing for re-election?
Yes.
Would it be useful to actually name the officers?
I can. Yes, I think so too. I can move on. Then I've listed some names of the people who are stand-elect for the board. The people on that side are currently standing as candidates. The one who has not done his duties is named Donald Johnson, in case you'd like to know. And you are free to elect him or not to elect him. It's up to you. Yes, Dave?
Could I ask about the regulatory position? Does the ALU has a responsibility to its members to state about the finances, but what about the legal position? Is there some public body that should receive the annual accounts?
As far as I know, but I'm not completely...
Yes,
there is.
Of Virginia.
The state of Virginia.
It stuns me that Rusty reports them annually and we don't see accounts.
Because the reporting of the accounts could be quite lightweight if they could be posted in the same way as the minute.
I mean, it's simply a matter of looking what comes in and comes out once a month or so, and, you know, this. I have no explanation. Let this be clear. I hope this is clear that I have no explanation. We all feel embarrassed by this, and but it is the state of affairs as it is now. Yes.
When you say that there's not a report available, does that mean that there's not a full account-style report of, like you said, where all the money has come from, where it's been spent, or there's not really an idea?
There is an idea where things are. There's just no official statement. This is our financial position. So it is fairly easy to make this. It only takes some energy to make it. Is that enough for you?
Could you give us a rough overview then of the understanding?
The financial situation, I cannot give you numbers, but the financial situation is, as I have understood, please correct me if I'm wrong, is that we have just enough money to take the risk of organizing the next ILC, which is, let us say, not too rosy. We cannot run the risk of failing.
That's organizing the next ILC on a voluntary basis again.
Yes, again on a voluntary basis. And if we'd like to move on to a more professional level, that will not be sufficient, I'm afraid. John, you were first.
Just maybe one thing to add to the mission statement. What about corporate outreach to companies with deeper pockets?
There's what? One in Cambridge, perhaps.
Yeah.
That one has already reached out to us.
Oh, good. Excellent.
But surely it's not our mission to reach out to people for money. That might be a way in which we achieve our mission.
Yes. Sure. It would certainly help us, yes.
Ernst, Greg? I'd like to speak for Rusty, who is not here and obviously can't speak for himself.
Okay, will you do that here?
Well, I also don't know what the situation is with the finances, but I do know that we have discussed the problem of generating a financial report under the conditions that we operate right now, which is a voluntary basis, and that Rusty is not going to be able to generate a financial report until we, and in fact, we didn't even know if we were going to break even on this conference or not until, what, 2 weeks ago?
But for instance, a report on the last financial year.
Yeah. The report
we
on the
board haven't seen one yet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. We haven't seen one, but the state of Virginia has, and so things are minimally accomplished, but I think we're also hoping for good and. You know, we're casting this in a negative light, but I am totally excited about the show up, the turnout for this conference here. So, I'll give the floor.
Yes,
just brief, Nick, when you write up the membership number tomorrow, can you also write the numbers of corporate sponsors?
Yeah. You can come sit by me, we'll bash out some great stuff
together. So, if you had an A reserve, can you give us an order of magnitude of what it is? I have no idea at all.
We had about £10,000 left over from the last conference, and we'll make a similar order of magnitude sum on this conference.
Okay.
We don't have the bills yet, and apologies for inflate and tax handles.
That's good.
It's all good. But the accounts of this conference will be on the net later this year, about 6 months, at least 6 months.
Then I saw Pascal's.
When you say Rusty, do you mean Dr. Johnson?
Yeah. Rusty Johnson, Donald Johnson is the same person.
Identical. EQ. Very EQ. Yes? That's you.
Given that he isn't here and can't really defend himself, we seem to be all kind of jumping on the bandwagon. I know that you have kind of, as a board, are saying, yeah, we accept responsibility, it's not there, it should be, but did you give any indication why is... given that he is standing for re-election, is there anything you might...
Maybe I can say that I want to be factual, give a factual statement. There is no, at least not official, not here. What your conclusions are your conclusions. But I simply see that the papers are not there, and that's what I communicate with you. And why they are not there and what's behind it is not for me to communicate. Perhaps there are very good reasons that are personal, whatever. Yes?
Just quickly, just to get my head around this, the State of Virginia has got a report. It's appropriate regulatory financial report. That's a correct statement.
I'm not sure if I heard you completely.
The State of Virginia has its regulatory filing.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
That filing surely is the financial report. Surely,
yes.
It'd be a good start, wouldn't it?
So the board has reported under its regulatory obligations to the State of Virginia on its financial status.
That's true.
Yes, but you are not the State of Virginia. You know, that's the problem I have.
Hang on. So the board would have had to have approved, ideally, that report going into the State of Virginia. And that would be the financial report.
Yes.
Ernst mentioned
briefly. We just haven't got it on the table today.
You've skipped a step.
Yeah.
Ed's mentioned briefly the transition of the colony from an amateur organization to a more professional one. In a professional organization, the board members would see the accounts and approve them before they got shipped externally.
So I quickly said that then the board would have approved the accounts.
Yes. The board, has anybody here seen these accounts? No?
No.
No?
I just want to find out. So there is a document.
They should have been presented. They should have been presented to a board meeting and approved.
What they have is what reports we have heard over the phone are verbal over the phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
We haven't done what the bowling club would do, which would be get around one night, get all the board members say, "Yep, there's a report, sign it off, submit it."
No, we've not
correct.
Got it.
Who's legally responsible for the correctness? I mean, who stands for the correctness of these reports?
Sorry, can I say a few words?
Okay, Jonel, would you stand here?
Yes. Rusty Johnson and Peter Lindell were two of the founders, and the only two that were still left with us on the board of the ALU. They have made virtually every ALU meeting, which is a conference, since 1991. They've been continuously employed using symbolic list machines and LISP, and they are employed in an undisclosed location at this time, as several other times in their careers they have been, and they're just not available to do their duty to the ALU. Both of those names, whom you wouldn't know personally, are level-headed, stable individuals. So it would be a shame to see them go off the board. We usually elect them as board members, and then they give up their board position, except as officers, after being elected as officers. So they've each shared an office of treasurer and secretary. To some satisfaction, they fulfilled those duties. The fact that we don't have a treasurer here is a bit disappointing, but this is the first time we've had a conference outside of the continental USA, and it happened to come at the time of this unmentioned, undisclosed location project. So there's more to the meets the eye here than a board member who failed a duty.
Nick?
Extending what John said, the more I think about it, the more I feel that it is the board that should take responsibility for the board's failings.
Absolutely right.
And we shouldn't be hammering an officer.
Absolutely.
No.
That's one question. I'm mystified by the difficulty of making a Xerox copy and sending it.
Well, no one asked.
That's not true.
No, that's certainly not true. Let's not expand on this too much. Let's simply say that we have not been able to come up with a financial statement. I think that's the correct wordings for the state of affairs, and we should have done so. Is that something that everybody agrees with?
It would have been nice to have it at the meeting. Not necessary.
Well, since the finances are open, I think it should be mentioned that we have in our minds, as our monthly meetings have gone, we've had in our minds that we've had about $20,000 in the coffers. We've spent some money and we've gained some money as members come in, and the amount of money that we've had in the coffers has been about $20,000, 10,000 pounds, approximately.
Since 2005.
Since 2005, and it hasn't really changed that much. I'm not sure what, we don't spend much money at all. I mean, everything's volunteer. So there's not much expense on the expense side. There's not much on the intake side except for those, the PayPal receipts that we have from new members. And that's about it. So if you can accept a verbal report, then we could consider that as possibly the verbal report.
Okay.
Is that approximately right?
You need to ask the man. It's not making.
No. I mean, as a board.
As a board.
That's approximately.
As a state of affairs, that is. Yeah. But some numbers that add up to zero would be very comforting.
I guess that after $25,000.
Yeah. Of course.
Jerry.
Well, I mean, one of the ways perhaps to just cut this off is for the board to give us a date when we actually will see it, and you could send it out to the people who are here.
Yep.
Yep. Just to put a date on it, and we'll see it. Okay, so then that's fine.
Well, yeah. Send it out to the members.
Yeah. Give us a date.
give us a date.
We
should
start
off with a date. Well, unfortunately, Rusty has to do it.
Say in 4 weeks latest. Would that be possible?
Sorry?
In four weeks at the latest.
It might not be. It might be there's a report due in Virginia sometime in the summer. That's my guess.
Well, last summer's report, for example, should be locatable and posted within 4 weeks.
It could, but sure. Our financial situation is dependent on the coming of this conference, really.
Yes, but nevertheless, nobody has seen last year's report yet. That would be really good.
We should be able to promise last year's report.
Within 4 weeks.
Can we confirm the period for which the last submitted accounts?
I haven't agreed.
Do we know what is the AOU's accounting year? Is it the calendar year or...?
It is dictated by the state of Virginia. I think, if I remember well, it's in autumn that we have to deliver these statements.
Right.
If I remember well. We have to give our names and our addresses, etc. October?
October is the beginning of the fiscal year.
Okay, October is the beginning of the fiscal year.
Do you know if the report goes to the state of Virginia, is that public, or is it, do they keep it secret as well?
I'm sure it has to be public.
Yes.
That kind of report is required of public in American law in every state.
Right, because I mean, here you can just go and download that public information.
I know, it's different, isn't
it? It's a problem publishing on the public.
So, anyone got internet access here?
Dan, you had a question.
What sort of organization is the ALU incorporated as?
Is it
501c3 or some other not-for-profit?
501c3.
So then yes. Would the form be a Form 990 that you're referring to or some other form? You don't know.
Ask the treasurer.
Because Form 990s are publicly...
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
the
I think...
information should be available.
Members are entitled to have a financial statement, right. Whether it be a copy of some other statements we have to file somewhere. We can publish the same numbers in a different format. So... yes, I see one hand.
Just a follow-up question for John L. When you were saying, and I understand the desire to kind of just move past it, but as regard to the election, when you said that Mr. Johnson was busy and that he wasn't really able to perform that, is that something that you anticipate to continue? I think that's relevant to the election as far as, you know, if that's something that was a transient situation, then maybe it isn't as big a deal as if this project is ongoing and he's isolation somewhere.
No, well, it's not a personality flaw. It's a fact that people have a day job so that sometimes consume their whole life.
No, not in a judgmental way at all, but just is he available? Does he have the time?
I believe that two-thirds of the time he is not able to respond in less than 3 weeks. So... that knowing in advance, he's managed to make the last AOU conferences, and I say this is the first one. Neither of them has made the conference. In the sense, it's both because of their job and probably because of the additional travel problems.
You said that they remained only in kind of I forget the terminology.
I said undisclosed location. They're working for government contractors.
No. As far as you said that they were elected and then kind of stood back.
Oh, yes. I thought maybe we explained this in email. Maybe you want to explain
That's another issue. Jerry, do you have a question about this financial thing?
I have a motion to make.
You have a motion to make?
Okay, well, let's let that, we could discuss this all night. I move that the board be directed to get a copy of the statement filed with the state of Virginia and get copies of that to all members within 6 weeks of this day.
Okay.
Anyone want a second?
Yes.
A second.
The second?
Who's second? Pascal.
And it.
I'd like to just call for a vote on this.
Can I? I'm a very slow writer. Peter asked me to take his place as secretary and to accept his
proxy.
Proxy, thanks. And I said, well, okay.
There was a point of information on the floor before the motion, so it might be worthwhile to go back and address that too.
Yeah. Okay, Jerry, you moved that in six weeks that we go to the state of Virginia. Within 6 weeks that we go to the state of Virginia and make it available to the.
No, remember.
Thank you.
Send out copies to the members.
Okay.
An email counts as a copy.
You want copies of the actual report?
Emails counts as copy?
I want the actual report.
Email counts as a copy.
If you want to scan it and email the scan, that's fine. I want to see what that's the only legal document that has been filed about this at this point. And anything else is like, okay, we're just not being professional anymore.
Right.
Okay, the whole bit is we've all got to be professional about this.
Yeah. Okay, you have a remark to make?
Yeah, I think it's important to consider the difference between the report that the board was supposed to present tonight and whatever filing is supposed to go to the state of Virginia. And those two things are separate and should be treated as separate. I would suggest that in 6 weeks' time, the board should present what they should have presented today rather than a Xerox of a filing that went to the state. And this is a report that you guys have signed off on that has a state of the finances of the ALU. And that should be a separate thing, and it should be up to your judgment what that should look like. Yeah. No one is going to be happy if this ain't complete.
You're proposing an amendment
to
the motion.
That, what your motion said first, yes. That was how I understood, was it should be the report that they should have presented tonight, not the
statement. No, only Jerry can make an amendment.
Yeah, I know.
Point of order.
I move to amend it as such.
As what?
As the board should present a report on the state of the finances of the ALU to its members, and it shouldn't make any reference to whatever filing is necessary for the state of Virginia. It's a separate issue.
Jerry, what do you think about this suggestion, the amendment?
Let's vote on the amendment.
Yeah. On the amendment.
So you're amending your motion, right?
No.
Vote on the amendment. And let's look at the clock, please. Although this is an important issue.
I have a comment on the amendment. From a practical point of view, there is no definition of what a financial report is except for the one that's filed with the state of Virginia. That's why I referred to the fact that we only have the one from last year, and we had failed to bring a copy of it. So what it would mean now to make a report, the only thing we could do that would have any definition, defined meaning, would be to resurrect that report that's already on file. If we had another report, well, we'd have a new process because Rusty makes the reports.
That may be true, but that's up to the board to decide. I mean, for instance, the statutory report may have nothing about the actual total amount of money you've got still. Whereas you might want to disclose that to the members.
I think it's more important to see a balance sheet and income statement than it is to see the filing going to the state personally.
More important to see it after the reconciliation for this conference.
Sure.
But that postpones it another 6 months. That's not good enough.
Do we have anything to say about this amendment?
Is there any reason at all why you can't put confidence limits on the figures and simply put up a decent report?
Is there any reason at all?
Well, you can't put confidence limits on the figures and then put up a decent, proper report. We believe this to be so. We don't know for certain. These are the areas of vulnerabilities.
I don't think I completely understood you. Could you?
Okay. If you've got a set of figures, and they've been discussed fairly clearly here.
Some numbers.
Mm-hmm. We think there's about something of the order of $15,000,
$18,000. And that order, yes.
So, can it not actually be a report that says that?
Well, there's a motion here, so yeah, I assume being amended, and that's another amendment, so...
Okay.
Jerry?
I think what we need to do is vote on the amendment, as it is.
Sorry, vote on the amended motion. Or vote
yes.
Yes.
Does the rest of the membership represented here want the amendment or not, or the original... motion.
And you again? Can you?
I want both of those things. I want Jerry.
Yeah.
I want Jerry to propose. So I'd like us all to vote on what Jerry proposed, and then we can also vote on.
No,
but we
yeah.
also want to.
No, no, you, no. You have to. This is why there's Robert's rules of.
Yeah.
Carl, you know. So we've got to vote on the amendment.
Maybe I can restate my amendment,
yes.
which is to say that the finance report, what you're going to deliver in 6 weeks should include the finance report that was supposed to be presented today and the relevant filings with the state of Virginia.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
If he makes that as a friendly amendment, I'll say yes. That's fine.
Okay. Well, that will be.
I'm going to vote on this.
Wait. No, it's not to him. Okay. Are you proposing this as a friendly amendment?
Can't say what?
A friendly amendment.
Unfriendly.
I say I like it or not?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
Has been amended.
Okay.
Nick, I had you.
I move that we vote on this.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's vote on this. Everybody in favor says aye.
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 Everybody, anybody against say no? Motion passes.
Okay, now the amendment was...
Yes, come down.
Why are you slow writing?
But my pen...
Drawing, we have no type.
...didn't receive a copy of the filing in lieu of the final report that should have been presented. Hold on, just one question. You stated very well. But the board will deliver the finance report that was supposed to be presented at the... annual meeting and a copy of the relevant filings
going
to the state of Virginia.
What should have been right? Okay. Sorry.
Joanne. Yes, no, you're still right.
Who's that? Who? I'm sorry, your name?
Cyrus Harmon.
Cyrus, okay. Sorry about this. I hope nobody elects me secretary.
Would you do better with a laptop?
No. No, I'm a worse typist. I use computers, not keyboards.
Yeah, but you might have a link for that.
Yeah, that's true.
I have just a question regarding the structure of the board. Are the members elected to specific position, or are they just board members?
No, that's the next topic, and I want to start it. If Joanne, can I...
The vote is taken, and so you're...
But you have written down the exact wording of the motion.
Yes.
Because he has to concentrate on that. So yes? If so, we move on to the next point, which is the election of the board. We will vote, because there are more candidates than we have places, for names and people. People will introduce themselves in a short statement, and you will vote on them. We will count, we'll also... assign a commission to count the votes, which will not be board members nor candidate board members. And then what happens next is that the board is going to choose amongst themselves some people who are going to have to take the officers' positions, meaning president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. And that's the way it goes, essentially. So you vote for a board as a whole, as a group of people, and they choose amongst themselves who is going to be the official. We are going to be the officials.
Can we still suggest candidates?
Sorry?
Can we still suggest candidates?
When you open nominations. You have to open nominations.
They are now open. Nominations are open. And we go to the next slide, where I have listed all the people I know of who are candidate board members. But if you have other suggestions, I will write them down here on the screen. So that you know, have clearly before your eyes who you vote for.
Can I ask how many places there are on the board?
There are 8 positions on the board, 8 director positions. And there are more than 8.
Okay.
I didn't want to number them, you know, for obvious reasons. But I hope there will be more. So, is there any other suggestion for another name?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Jeremy Jones from Closure Associates.
Jeremy Jones, there you go. I have to do this in a different way.
It's here.
About on, Jeremy, you have on
the whiteboard.
Yes.
Well, maybe this is clearer to look at. This correctly spelled?
Yes.
Okay. Any other?
Pascal Constanza.
Your name? I know. I want to find out who nominated who.
I nominated.
Oh, who did? I'm sorry.
Mark.
Sorry? Oh, my God. Sorry, I'm sorry.
You need to ask each group if they will stand.
I'm sorry.
You need to ask each group if they'll stand.
Yes. Jeremy Jones, do you want to stand elected as a board member?
Yes, I'll stand.
Okay. Pascal, do you stand? You won't stand as a board member?
No.
Okay. But he was elected nevertheless. That means I can erase his name. Which I will do now. Any other nominations? Cyrus.
Robert Strand.
Robert Strand.
Who nominated
Robert?
Cyrus.
Robert Strand, is he here? Robert, do you want to stand elect?
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay. There you go. Yes. No, he doesn't. Any other candidates? Any other nominations?
He didn't get it. You can put themselves forward if you'd like to.
You can nominate yourself.
What about the secretary that's Dwayne is standing in for? Is he on the list?
The secretary will not stand again.
Okay, thank you.
No other nominations?
I think you need a motion.
Then, yes, somebody needs to...
Can I ask you a question? Who are the current board members? Because if one of the board members is not standing for re-election, then some of the people up there are not current board members.
I will give a star.
On the left.
I see. Okay.
Essentially, yes, the people on the left, yes. How well organized I am. Amazing.
Well, the current board members who are also candidates on the left.
Right.
Yes, on the left you see the current board members that are candidates as well.
I'll nominate Eddie White. He's not here. And he won't do it anyway. I'll nominate Arthur Lemons.
You might do it.
How about you, Dave?
I wouldn't be able to do it justice. I really wouldn't.
Is Lemons here?
Arthur, I see
no,
you.
Thanks.
You don't want to?
No.
Be candidate? I'm sorry.
The basic commitment is to attend the phone meeting once a month. What is the basic commitment?
Andy, are you here?
Andy is not here, but I know that he will say no.
The board could organize its activities so that the board members didn't have to do any other work other than attend the meetings. They could delegate all the work elsewhere.
Richard.
I have a question. The people on the left are on the board now?
These are the current board members that want to be candidates for the next board.
So there are more people on the board who are not on that list.
Right.
Sorry, on the right?
No, they're
on the board now.
Yeah.
Who are not on the list on the left.
There are two people on the board now, not on the list you see there. One is Roger Corman. The other is Pete Lindahl, who has been our secretary.
So there are 10 board members. eight elected members plus the officials of the board, the president, the treasurer, the secretary, comprise the board itself. So you elect eight directors, and then people can vote at board meetings, for what that's worth. And the board then appoints officers, either from among their number or from elsewhere.
Okay.
And that may expand the size of the board. Of the group of people who meet telephonically once a month. But there are eight people who you're going to elect to see.
If an officer is appointed not from the board, then it's not the office is not a voting position. And in the past, we've had a case where a lot of people we have eight members elected, and some are given officers' positions from amongst the board. And then we look around, and somebody resigns, and the next guy in line steps in and is appointed to the board as a voting director. So it's not exactly funny business. It's just a matter that when an officer is a non-voting member, and that's permissible, then we may have another spot in line.
Which can occur? If there are no more candidates and no more questions, maybe somebody can make a move that we start to vote.
You should take any out of them because it doesn't make any sense.
It is.
Yes.
Eddie White's on the list, so...
You're sure that he doesn't want to? Are you sure that
he's here to
want to?
He is not here to confirm that he stands.
I know, that's a problem, so... I have a bit of a problem taking... But perhaps he dreams of it. You know, it's his only ambition.
I'll make a conditional. I mean, would you rather have GenWorks continue sponsoring the ALU?
Yes.
Or have me on the board? That's a choice.
I won't write down your name then. I mean, you just said, given the information and I have that you have given, it's probably wise not to write down your name here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why can't we have both, Dave?
My money and my time?
Yeah.
And your soul?
Well, in the interest of time, perhaps it is a good idea if somebody moves that we start to vote.
Yeah, start voting.
Anybody second?
And so you're not going to take his name off that list? Seriously, he's not here to accept that.
Well, I think it is...
Yes,
he will
yes.
say no.
How often should I repeat this?
I want more people interested for this. Okay, his name is off the list. Then I think we should hand out papers so that people fill in the names in order from up from your highest.
Anybody not have a piece of paper?
And also, before we do that,
what do we do with these?
You write names. The first name you list is the name.
How many?
Eight.
That's one.
To write eight names.
Yeah.
Yes, in the order of your preference.
And if I write less names, is this invalid?
That's fine.
No.
That's
okay.
Fine.
If I write more names, that's invalid.
Yes.
Yes, we
okay.
Only count the first eight.
No.
Before we do this, I want to have a county commission, some people who will count the votes and give the results.
Should not be the board.
And they should not be board members, nor should they be candidates.
Right.
Arthur and your neighbor, I don't know you by name, but...
Jonathan.
Okay, you'll count the votes. Well, done.
Hang on.
Good. Yeah?
The candidate board members were going to make a short statement.
That's right. So let the people who are candidate board members, you know, that's important so that you know who to vote for. Thank you very much. Let then the new candidates be first.
I guess I'm the only good candidate.
Perhaps it is better if you come here, that people can see you, can hear you clearly.
I'm Jeremy Jones, and I've been programming in Lisp for about 24 years. I was one of the people who implemented Macintosh Common Lisp, developed the GUI for that. I did the GUR for the Apple Dylan project called Binder, and I'm a partner in Clojure Associates. And my interest is, I want to make it easier for people to get into the Lisp world. I'm specifically concerned about making it easy for newcomers, getting rid of the speed bumps that they have right now. So,
thank you. Andrew.
I'll be mercifully brief like Jeremy, and I am not a great Lisp programmer. It's been alleged that I couldn't do a four-piece jigsaw puzzle with Lisp. I'm not that bad. I know a corner of Lisp. I know it pretty well. I've done quite a bit with it. I think the principles of organization and management are very transferable. I have managed organizations at a fairly high level for a long time. Currently, I'm teaching part-time at several colleges, and my daughter and I have a small consulting company. She's the president because she's the brains of the family. I'm the principal scientist because I know a little Lisp. So those are my responsibilities, and I'm prepared to put my energies and my time in support of this organization if you see fit.
Thank you.
Maybe if I start on your left side, my right side, Kuroda, could you make a statement, please?
Hi, my name is Hisao Kuroda, and actually our culture, Kuroda is my family name, is my first name, so call me Kuroda. And I'm working for Mathematical Systems Incorporation, Tokyo, Japan, and work with now 7 Lisp programmers to help me. And I've been using Lisp quite aggressively since 1999, and I now use Common Lisp only for my everyday programming. And in these 7 years, I've been done several Lisp projects, including entities, agent system, and the Spring 8 radiation monitoring system, and others. And since 2005, I've been a member of ALU board, and although I've done very little for the community so far, I think my responsibility as a board member is to let people, especially locally in Japan, know practical aspect of this. And I believe my activity as an ALU board member would bring possible influence to the Lisp community. Thank you.
Thank you. Then Nick.
Hi. I said most of you have corresponded with me at some point in the last few months. I've been on the board since 2002. I don't want to stay on it forever. If I'm on it again this time, then this will be my last round and I will resign at the next conference because I believe a change of personnel is healthy and essential for the board to remain alive. I am committed to the ALU becoming a more professional organisation. We cannot continue on this hit and miss amateur basis. We've discovered this to very nearly to our ultimate cost over the last few years, and we need to change. And this nonsense over the finance is just an example. It's a symptom, it's not the root of it. So what have I done? Well, I was responsible for those telephone meetings. I'm really sorry about
yes.
that.
Yes, no,
that's
great.
I've done this ILC, and I did stuff on the website, and the online membership system. Two changes I would like to see the board introduce over the next few years, whether or not I'm on the board. Obviously, I have conferences very much in my mind because I've been working on one recently. The first is that whoever does the job I've been doing should be paid for it. We have
Absolutely.
Now had 4
Absolutely.
Conferences which have been done by voluntary labour. The person who did 2002, 2003 very nearly went over the edge. The person who did 2005 was badly bruised by the time the conference came around, and on some levels I'm now a quivering wreck. And this is not the professional approach, and we need to change. And at some point, if you want these major conferences to continue, you're going to have to dig into your pockets, because otherwise they're going to crash and burn. The other thing that I would like us to consider doing, we are in cooperation with ACM SIGPLAN conference, and that places no obligations on us but a number of recommended guidelines, and I would like to see the ALU adopt all those recommended guidelines and implement every one of them before the next conference. They're on the web, they're all really good. We have no excuse for not doing it. It will be very painful, because it will be a change in the way we work, the way I have worked as a one-man committee. Hey, I've arranged this, I've arranged that, isn't good enough. The way we've all worked isn't good enough. It's just not professional. I mean,
thank you. Hugh Ida Goodman.
I'm Hugh Ida Goodman. I've been on board since 2003. Whoa. Primarily my responsibilities on the board are for reaching out to local organizations. With that, I have a mailing list and keep in touch. It gets sporadic traffic. But it's interesting to see what's going on around the world. Additionally, I'm author of List Resource Kit, which has it's designed to be a one-stop shop for learning Lisp. You put in your computer, and there's enough stuff to learn for 6 years. It's got IDEs from all our major vendors, plus a free one and three full-length books. Actually, as we speak, it's being updated. So I'm discussing updates, etc., right now. Additionally, I'm with Lisp NYC. We're a very large organization. We actually work very closely with the ALU. The Google Summer Code money, for instance, the ALU, being a nonprofit organization, has been utilizing and actually been working holding the money for us, more or less, because we're not an official organization. And I also I've been summer administrator for Google Summer Code 3 years in a row. So, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Jonah.
I have a long history with Lisp, but I won't go into that. I'll go into what I think I've seen over the last approximate decade with this organization, and how to move it correctly ahead with the kind of available help we can get, and that includes people on the board. It was a voluntary association, and as I mentioned earlier in the brief history of the ALU, it was an association that most of the cost and labor was funded by the vendors. The change came in 2002 when we had a dynamic, energized person who could take charge, do a real conference with a high budget, but with Franz's backing. In 2003, we cut loose and we tried a real conference with a high budget without Franz's backing, and it gave several nervous breakdowns. So, as Nick said, we've got a good thing going, but we can't maintain it on volunteer effort. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we have to farm everything out. In 2003, I negotiated an agreement with the SIGPLAN Executive Committee to co-locate with UPSLA and have UPSLA for free give us these services. But that was not doable that year. That year we had already planned at Stanford, and we went through with the self-help plan at Stanford, and as Nick said, it was successful, but it definitely strained those of us who have a life, or used to have a life. I would like to work to continue that professional association with the ACM. The ability to co-locate gives us a little less freedom in our choice of venue, such as this fine venue, but it gives us far more ability to survive as a nonprofit organization, not ever having $200,000 in the bank to guarantee next year's future. If that's still doable, and it's doable by connections that we have within the ACM who are favorable to Lisp. Those connections might not always be there. So that's what I would like to see happen in the next few years, and I'll do my work, and I'll take a no vote if I get it when I propose such a thing.
Thank you.
Well, I'm Duane Reddick. I've been programming in Lisp since 1984, and I've been on the board since 1998. I consider myself a sort of a vendor liaison, I guess. I'm sad to see Roger go, and I had wished that that someone from ListWorks would step up also to be on the board. But I do think that it is important for at least one vendor to be on represented in the ALU. We are an association of Lisp users, which includes those who use Lisp to write Lisp, and so. So that's why I'm here. I do believe in the ALU. It does pose some. I have to wear two different hats when I'm being a Franz employee and being an ALU member. And my company understands that, and the ALU understands that when I have to take the Franz position. So I guess that's. If you believe that that should be the way things are, then you can vote for me.
Now there's some names of people who are not here. Nick, would you like to make a statement for Carl Shapiro?
Yeah, sure. It just occurred to me that otherwise a full by the wayside vote, which is not their intent. For personal reasons, purely for personal reasons, Carl very regrettably is unable to attend this conference. Carl Shapiro, for personal reasons, was unable to attend this conference. He would very much have loved to have been here. Carl did in 2005 what I did in 2007. He has been one of the bedrocks of what you call it, grounded support,
yes,
on the board over the years. He was also responsible for the PDF magic, which happened many times at 3 a.m. in his time zone in the week that he started work for Google, and which generated the proceedings that are in front of you now. So although he's not with you in person, you're carrying his efforts home with you at the end of the week, and I would commend him to you.
He also did the videos.
Sorry? He's done all sorts of stuff. It's just the first one that came to mind.
Yeah, Japan.
Thank you.
Okay. Can anyone amongst us make a statement for Rusty?
Well, I'll do it.
I already did.
Yes.
You did.
Yeah,
I already did. Yeah.
Okay, my name is Ernst von Warning. I have been a Lisper since the early 80s. I have done Teach Lisp, Taught Lisp, and be there since 1999. I am on the LU board. Since 2004, I have been president. And I would like to continue and to be there with the direction we have taken and be part of this process until the LU is a more professional organization than it was when a few years back. And I hope that is enough for information for you. Thank you. Now please cast your votes. And if you have done so, can you collect the papers? Arthur and...
Yeah.
Yes?
Excuse me, can I ask a point of order? How are the votes... How is the effect of the votes tallied? If we rank them in preference, then how is that preference you determine?
You don't rank. You just get up to 8 votes.
I see. Okay, I misunderstood.
Yes? Okay, I see you. Yes.
Your vote?
Yeah, I have to,
you're still working on it?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, sure.
Anybody? Jerry.
Take a look around.
to the counters, where are they?
Outside.
Okay, let them work.
We have to do something to get younger people involved in this. And to that end, I would like to have the board consider seriously adding a track at the next gathering for papers done from on LISP or related areas from undergraduates. Graduate students can already make it into here. But I think it would be very good if we went out and solicited work from talented juniors and seniors, giving them a chance to be in a professional organization presenting professional papers. And that's a good thing that would start bringing some more people into this. Because the rest of us, John, we're not going to be here all that long, are we?
Is this, for my understanding, is this a motion that you
yes,
want discussion
sir.
About?
This is a motion.
Okay.
But for us to direct, again, the board to consider seriously the addition of an undergraduate track for papers at the next ILC convention.
Okay. Thank you very much. Did everybody hear that?
I just wanted to comment on that.
Okay, go ahead. Discussion's open.
Nobody's seconded yet.
No. Well,
yeah, you need a second first.
I need first a second. Who wants to second this?
I'll second.
You wait, want wait. A second?
Who?
Andrew Miller.
I would like to say, I think it's a good idea, but make this non-binding, because when you want undergraduates, you need to support them in the travel to the conference. And we don't know yet if the financial situation will allow
that. That's what I said.
His motion specifically says consider, to consider.
Then it's okay.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. I have a comment then. That is a very, very good recommendation. We do not need a vote. We shall take it as stated, I believe. And furthermore, we might recommend that you volunteer your services to help coordinate such a program.
That's
not
a motion.
But it's a negotiation.
Q.
I'd like to note that for the summer of code, we have approximately 30 papers that we're going to be going over tomorrow during lunch, and some of them are stubbing to go.
Very good. Now, is that, my question is, I mean, is that, who goes to that 30, that's that summer of code?
Come on here and tell something about it.
The way Google Summer Code works is that Google would like to support very talented students in doing very cool stuff. So what they need to do is, they actually have several $1 million which to do this with. But rather than administering the whole thing themselves and just pulling everything out of a bucket, that's just going to be insane. So they choose mentoring organizations. This year there are 141 mentoring organizations working with Google Summer Code. Now what the mentoring organizations do is that they gather ideas and they help the students put together the proposals. It's actually an insane amount of work because I mean you have to make sure everything's in English written correctly, stuff like this.
Yes, there are a lot of very smart undergraduates out there.
Oh yes, indeed, and you get to see the best and the worst of all the world, and it honestly it keeps me young. It's like wow. So some of these are really great.
Don't worry about it.
So the mentoring organizations take over more or less all of the overhead of dealing with this, and as a result, and what happens at the mentoring organization, make it a list of say 30 papers they would like. You order them in lists that you prefer, and then Google awards you so many grants. So if you get like say 5 grants, your top 5 get those ones that get funded at that point. So at this point, we have the 30 papers, and we actually need to more or less order them. And yeah, you, as I said, some of them are really, really good. So I've even commented on the website. I'd like to see this in ILC. So.
But you should probably also say that nobody goes anywhere, actually. People stay put where they are. And so it's not a travel grant.
Yeah. But you know, we did have at least one student actively petitioning to get out here. So that's good.
I know generally in academia, when people have students have papers accepted for a conference, the department will generally fund. We have a small department with not a huge budget, and we do that. And I'm specifically wanting to get younger people here to meet people like Pascal or John L. And the rest of the community. And they're not just freaks who want to type parentheses.
What does younger mean? Under 22 or under 42?
It's working out 52.
Hertz, do we have a motion still?
There's still a motion, yes. And the question was not picked up because it's still a discussion.
Right. I just wanted to make that clear because John L. suggested that there need not be a motion. So, but
well, it better be voted upon.
Yeah,
it
better be voted upon.
I think so.
It better be voted upon.
I think that's right.
Yeah. So, is there any more ideas or things you would like? Yes.
I don't know how close your association with the ACM is, but the ACM have a student research competition which has undergraduate and postgraduate tracks, and conferences like UPSLA and ICFP and others have preliminary rounds in that, if you like, and then the winners of those go on to a grand final with awards at the ACM annual jamboree where they hand out the jury awards and such like. You might want to deal with that if it's possible, I don't know.
You might also play a role in preparation for this as an ALU.
Sorry?
You might also play a role to help
yeah.
these people, you know, in preparation for these kind of contests.
Yeah.
John?
I thought I understood your motion to get these undergraduates involved. And for us, it would be helpful if they were involved in productive activity rather than merely a contest. So while the other contests are going on, it would still be nice to get a bright undergraduate to help with the website because that's usually an enormous drain on our potential resources. There are other lots of things, so I don't remember exactly what you phrased your motion as, but I'm thinking that, that we get them involved with the ALU or we help foster them in these...
I have a wording. Let me read it back to you and you can... say yes or no. The motion is to direct the board to consider an undergraduate track for the next ILC.
That's correct.
Do you have any other comments? Maybe somebody can call a question?
You as a president can ask for the vote.
Okay, then I ask you to vote. If there's no more questions or remarks on this point, anybody in favor of this motion, vote, say aye.
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 Anybody against, say no. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay, we'll wait for the final verdict. Well. Pascal.
I've heard the name Google several times. Is the case that there are lots of whispers working, or a few whispers working at Google, like Joe Marshall, Carl Shapiro now, and Peter Lorbeck?
Yes.
Isn't that a company that we could approach to sponsor the ALU in more ways, or just a brainstorming idea?
No way, Jose. And they might change their mind, but right now, not even Norvig is in our camp anymore. And Joel is over his head in the responsibilities in coding C and C++. Carl must be more than over his head in and out. Why don't you try?
You try talking to Google?
Yeah.
Try talking to Google is what
yes,
I suggested.
Yes, that's a suggestion. Yeah. You try talking to Google.
Give Peter a call.
And come with lots and lots of money.
One thing about a volunteer organization is that it's volunteer, and that may seem obvious and trite, but all of us who are volunteers have a real job, and it's not easy. It's not an easy job. We do this because we love it. We do it because we believe that this is a good organization to have, and although we have some problems, it's a worthwhile organization to I'm looking at this room full of people of like mind, and I'm marveling at the fact that, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, we wouldn't have been able to do this by ourselves. And so so I want you to, there's been some demoralizing talk this evening, and it needed to be done, but there's also great good sides to all of it as well. So I think it's excellent that we've got such numbers that we have right here.
I'd like to make a motion.
Yes?
I move that the board in this new term, starting with this new term, the board members receive at least a token payment for the year, taken out of the funds that are already there, with the view that later on this might be increased, but at least to officially move it from a volunteer position to supported by the organization.
For that everybody has understood you correctly, is it true that you move that board members be paid, even if it is a token fee, paid for their efforts?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody second that motion?
No
specificity. Yes.
Are there bylaws that specify what?
There are bylaws that explicitly forbid that directors be paid anything.
Then it's something else to amend the bylaws. It's not just a.
Well, yes, this could be interpreted in this way. So we amend the bylaws, or we say, well, this cannot be done. On the other hand, there are also practical arguments that
we
can.
We take a separate motion to amend the bylaws to enable
that,
us to happen.
Okay. But first, your motion. And that would imply another motion that we amend the bylaws if we accept this motion.
But you haven't had a second yet.
I didn't have a second yet to your idea.
Point of order again. I'm sorry. This motion is out of order if it's in conflict with the bylaws according to Robert's rules.
Okay, in that case, we have to reverse the order of voting. If you move.
No. You declare the motion out of order. You declare the motion out of order.
Your motion is out of order.
if someone wants to come up with a new motion to amend the bylaws, they can do that.
Okay.
But that would have to be...
Well, the road is now free to do so.
Right. Now, does anyone really want to amend the bylaws?
Point of order. In a lot of places I've seen... amending the bylaws is not just a simple majority.
No, it is not a simple thing.
It's not going to be an easy process if we amend the bylaws.
It's going to be.
We're going to eat when?
Jonah!
I just want to point out I've lived with lots of different kinds of organizations in my life, including the board of directors of a condominium association. One has to be extremely careful that the purse holder is not in the position of awarding the purse to himself. So that's what I think that's why we have volunteer board of directors who may control the purse for other providers of services. And that's what many of us have been proposing that we can do for the conferences. That's why doing these conferences as volunteer efforts is not in conflict with our duties as purse holders on the board.
I would add to that to say that, you know, as one of the volunteers, I believe that if I were to get a stipend, it wouldn't be enough. You know, and therefore, you know, there would be a conflict there. I would prefer to just say it's a volunteer thing.
Hugh.
Taxes.
Taxes.
Seriously.
You got a hand raised.
Yes, Cyrus.
There isn't anything in the bylaws preventing, say, a director from getting paid for a job like running a conference.
Correct, yes.
But it's subject to the same, you know, hand that votes that, right, conflict of interest in some sense. That's why we've been talking about getting a commercial company to do it, or teaming up with ACM and paying whatever it takes to have a co-location there.
What's your name again?
Jim Howe.
Tim.
Tim Howe.
How do you spell that?
not that way.
Okay.
Okay, we wait.
Maybe you can tell where the bar is going to go.
Maybe when the... Yeah, that's the next slide, but I show you after the election is completed.
Okay. Well, we have done our duty.
Can anyone tell the joke?
You have done your duty if you're not interested what the outcome is. I mean...
No, but...
If we don't have an election, though, we would have a problem reconvening.
Yeah, that's true. But we can wait. The candidates can wait. Jerry.
All right, I'll do it again. I love to adjourn and the... body meet again in and the announcements be handed
in the cafeteria
over dinner.
Okay.
That's a good.
Anyone second that motion?
I'll second.
You second it?
Okay.
Do we want to discuss this point to any serious extent? Cyrus, yes.
Who seconded
it? A motion to adjourn cannot be debated or amended. So you get to say yes or no.
Right.
Yes or no.
Who seconded it?
You seconded it. Who seconded it? But
who seconded it?
Me again.
Okay.
Okay.
Point of order, can we just see what the full agenda as it was at the beginning of this meeting? Thank you.
You know, that's, well, maybe we can talk about over that tonight.
Did the board have business?
Then I call for a vote. I call the question. Anybody in favor of adjourning the motion, this meeting, say aye.
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 Anybody against, say no.
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 You are against? Do you want to say anything? Add anything?
You want to see the results?
Do you want to see the result? Well, you can wait until you see the results. Is there any other comments of naysayers? Yes?
In all seriousness, I just want to say thanks to the board for hosting this.
Yes. So, if you wanted to see my next... That's it. So now go to the hall where we have breakfast and lunch. You go down and you go further, deeper into that hall, and you will find the place where we have a banquet tonight.
Is that the upstairs dining room?
Yes. No, that's the banquet.
Explicitly instructed for this.
That's the banquet.